Aleishu Chelek Aleph Daf Kuf Nun Beis. This is the sixth chapter. Biyaseinu b'derech l'avinis atzmeinu, being on the path to self-understanding. Aleinu l'izbonin me'ato b'tefa'ah shekulanu idim la'yoyim yoyim. We have to examine a phenomenon that all of us are witness to on a day-by-day basis. Yesh v'anu mutzimis atzmeinu isim aseh. We find ourselves doing something, medabrim davar, saying something. And suddenly we feel asinu, dibarnu, v'nichshalnu. We did something, we spoke, and it was a failure. Ledugma, kas ulshein hara. As examples, an act of anger, a burst of anger, a statement that constituted lashon hara. Ein hadimyon moishech alehem. It's not that the dimyon seduces us. It's not that we fantasize about anger. Gam hana'a v'ta'anug ein bohem. There's no pleasure here that conceivably drew us to this. Why was it a sudden failure? Why was it a burst of anger or a statement which in retrospect we now recognize to be Lashon Hara? It's the dominion of the Yetzer, the domination. The Yetzer dominates in certain areas. Chazal says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei, HaMekareya Begadav B'Chamaso, a person who tears clothing in his anger. Meshaber kelim b'chamaso, he smashes utensils in his rage. Mefazem ma'itzah b'chamaso, he takes a bunch of coins, just throws it in his anger. Yehe b'enecha k'oived avodah zarah. You should treat him, you should see him as an oived avodah zarah. Shekach umanusei shel yetzer hara. This is the craft, this is the stealth of yetzer hara. Hayom omer Elohi aseh kach. Tells him do this, ulamachar omer lo aseh kach, and the next day do that. The author says, "Koyach machatz kaze sholet alein." There's such a powerful force that sometimes controls us. Ve'ametzayis loy hoylech ve'oved. The one who obeys this force, as Chazal says, hoylech ve'oved, does it ke'eved nirtzah, like the lowliest slave, b'li cheshbon u'minya, without any calculation, without the ability to hold back. Ve'af bli dimyon shel ta'anug. That's the key point. Even without any fantasies about certain benefits that would accrue, just to do it. Zeu shelton hayetzer. Say Chazal in Tanis Daf Ches. La'asid lavoi miskabetzoy suv ois kol achayos zelachash. At some point in the future, la'asid lavoi, all the animals will gather and they'll go to the nachash. Ve'miloi ari dres ve'ochel. The lion hunts and eats, ze'ev terif ve'ochel, and so to the wolf, ata mahana'a yesh lecha, what pleasure do you have? Omar lohem ein yisroi leval al ashen, it's pasuk. There's no benefit, I mean, no benefit from the animals that I eat, no pleasure from it. And that represents the idea of lashen. The idea that we want to extract from this is what the author says now. Ein hana'a bilshon hara. It's not like there's some physical pleasure in the lashon hara. It's not like eating something, for example. One could then rationalize. You spoke lashon hara. It is like a wonderful cheesecake or whatever it is. It's not like that. There's no actual pleasure in saying those words. En dimyon kosem bo. It's not. I don't think people ever fantasize about speaking lashon hara. We may fantasize about other forms of pleasure and things that may be wrong, but people don't fantasize about speaking lashon hara. It doesn't happen. So, what is the phenomenon behind it? The author says, "Rak shilton hayetzer misielov." It's that shilton hayetzer. Kloimar, to say it in different words, keshedavar ra nichnas lichlal maaseh b'cheshbon. When something negative is actualized, when it comes into the realm of deed b'cheshbon, when the person didn't calculate b'hirhur, without mental imagery, dimyon hara, without any fantasy, harekan gilui shel shitas yetzer hara adam. Here you have an indication of an area where the yetzer hara controls the person. Ve'ein ze b'shovei kelim b'chamaso levad. It's not limited to that gemara in Shabbos Daf Hei, a person who's throwing a plate, smashing a plate on the floor in his rage, which is really extreme, or somebody who's tearing a garment in his rage. It's not limited to that. Ki matzinu benidad af yud gimel, Chazal make the same statement, the gam b'mekashe atzmo el hadas, oisum amar, kachot ha-kosh yetzer hara. The same statement, that this is the way yetzer hara, tells you to do this today, tells you that tomorrow, and then eventually things like that. But there in Nida, Chazal are planning to make a Shiatz Mulad Das, a person who brings himself voluntarily to an erection. So we see that the concept applies far more than just in extreme cases of anger. Chazal further say, Hamagbeh Adol Chaviroy, a person who raises his hand in a threatening way, as if to hit someone, Afal Pishil Rahikol Nikra Rasha, even though he does not actually strike the other Jew, already called a Rasha. We learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayim El Rasha, when he's speaking to those two Jews who are fighting. That anger that he felt towards the other person did not remain restrained within the heart. Elo merim yad, he's already lifting his hand. His anger has already been channeled into an action, even though it wasn't consummated, didn't actually do it, but it's channeled into an action. Kvar hu nikra rasha, Chazal call him rasha. Why? Afal pi shelo yikar, even though he didn't strike. Ki hu nimtza tachas shiltonei yetzer, because he's allowed himself to be dominated by this force. We're not talking about the necessary elements of Yetzer Hara, without which various necessary processes would come to an end. Like he says in the brackets, Ayin b'yom dav samechtes, Amru ho'il ve'is ratzoinu. This is after Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, davened for the passion for Avodah Zarah to be taken away from the world, and Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed, and it was removed. But then they said, "Hoil ve'is atzeinu." Well, seeing that we're on a roll, niboy rochamei ayitzra de'avira. So then let's daven further that the yitzra for avira should be taken away as well. Bo rochamei ve'imsa beyadav. So the daven, and in fact, it was given to them. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them dominion over this yitzra. Amalu, but he said to him, "There's a caveat over here. Chazu, you should see the ikat lisulei if you eliminate it." That force, Kali Alma, the world will come to an end. It's necessary, certain elements of Yetzer are necessary, so that people will establish families and bring children into the world. So we're not talking about that. Gam enka banasel midois ra'ois. We're also not talking about simply midois ra'ois in a general way. Ki ein midois shen ra'ois bechlet. No midois are absolutely negative. There's no midah which cannot be used positively in some circumstances. Again, in brackets, we can say Yetzer HaTov manifests itself in compassion. It was created for the sake of cruelty. When a person does not have compassion upon the Rasha'im and he acts towards them with callousness, he can thereby fulfill a very important mitzvah with the Yetzirah. So there's no midah that is absolutely negative. So we're not talking about that. It's not about anger nor any other midah that we are familiar with, that Chazal say, like they say in those two places, Shabbos and Nida, that you should look at this person as if he's an idolater. It's those areas where a person is dominated by the Yetzer, controlled. That's something different. It's not a Nida. It's a different concept. It's the essence and the profound nature of the power of evil that is revealed in this. Hayom amelo asekach, do this. You know, just allow your anger to go so far that you actually take this glass and smash it against the wall. Umachar amelo asekach, and tomorrow it's the next thing. Al shemelo lech, avoid avoida zara. Lazehu she'efim, this is, that's what this force aspires to and seduces us to. Omar Rabbi Yavin, maikra, which pasuk hints to this. It's one of the psukim in Tehillim that we say in Shir Shel Yom, Lo hiye v'cha eil zar. There should not be within you an alien god. Ve'lo yisish lechavel einecha. Eizu eil zar shish begufo shel adam. Which is this alien force within a person's body? Lo hiye v'cha, in you. Ve'omer ze yetzer hara. Who said the shilton yetzer? This is really the profound idea behind this, the idea of being controlled in certain areas by the yetzer hara. Shu atzmo el zar, it's an alien force within the person. Elil chai begeru b'feinu, an idol that lives within us, like a parasite. Koyach negdi levorei olam, a force that opposes the Creator. Ella, of course, we mustn't ever forget, shaborei bra oyef. This is not an independent force. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it for a certain purpose. Letachlis habriya ulshlemus adam, for the end goal of the bria, for the perfection of man. Ra'a borei yisporach livo koach negdi latzmo yisporach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit to create a force that would oppose him. Hayored umargiz, this is now a paraphrase of Chazal. Yored umargiz comes down and agitates, oyle umachiz, then goes up and accuses us. Noitel reshus v'notel neshama. Kemamar Chazal v'babas adav tezayin. Uvazet liya bechiron sinas sechavo enesh. It was necessary in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give us choice and to have consequences for our actions. Melech gadoy lukui achara. It's a very great king. Keshu sholet al adam. Because when he controls a person, he's got this tremendous force at his disposal. A person who hijacks a nuclear submarine. It's very powerful because he has a very powerful vehicle at his fingertips. Umelech evyenu, but it's also an impoverished king, ki yosemi shirita einboy. It only controls, but it has nothing to give back. Sipuk ve'oineg kayam einus. It doesn't give a person lasting satisfaction. But maybe that momentary satisfaction is a person tears at garment, but nothing comes from that. Sharei, as Chazal say, mar ivoy savea. If a person starves it, it is satiated. Masbi'oi ra'ev. The more one tries to satiate it, the hungrier it becomes. We say in Yomim Nora'im, Melech Evyoin, called an impoverished king. Bole verid shachas, bishol vasachas, bele'us bilinachas, ad mosai yimloich. We describe it as an impoverished king because there's nothing that it can really give us. Say Chazal in Sanhedrin, v'omar le Antoninus le Rebbe, me'i mosai yetzera shalet badam. From what point does yetzera start dominating the person? Omale Mishas Yitzhak Rebbe initially answered, from the moment of conception. Omale Antoninus argued, im kain bo'et bim eimo v'yotzei. It would force its way out before it's born. Ela Mishas Yitzhak. No, the correct answer is that the yetzera starts dominating the person from the moment of birth, not conception. And Rebbe accepted this. Shelita nitana liyetzer rak mishas yitzias ubar min arechem. Control was given to the Yetzer only from the time that the child emerges from the womb. Ke'ilu nitna lo ha-shelita kodum lachem. Had he been given this power beforehand, miyad haya machriach es ubar latzeis. As Chazal say here, would have forced the fetus to emerge via horeges adam mitem nolad, even at the expense of killing the person before he's born. Zeu koyachara. And this is so interesting because it's an analogy, the author says, to what we were saying before. Dechifa achzaris lesoch olam ha-maseh, a cruel push into the realm of action, lavi heres v'chuban al adam, to bring destruction upon the person. That's what we said before. Those instances when a person finds himself doing something, not because of dimyoin, there was nothing sparkling there, nothing seductive, nothing pleasure, just finds himself blurting out lashon hara or bursting out in anger. We said before, a person lifts his hand to hit when the emotion finds itself already into an action, even if it's not consummated. Like we said, he hasn't hit the other person, he's called a rasha. And this is what Chazal are telling us over here. It's this idea, this force would have pushed the baby into the realm of maise. That's where they're telling us this idea, that that's where you see shiltein hara, when an emotion or a drive within a person is actualized. It finds its way into the realm of action without any benefit or pleasure. It just brings destruction. Bo'et bimo v'yotzeh. Yesh ve'adam hirher rabois v'yisava. Sometimes a person just fantasizing and desires various things. Tzier le'atzmui ta'anugim, paints mental pictures, v'ishta'asha b'dim yinusav, amused himself in his imagination. Ad she'avar v'chata, and then it leads to a chait. Ve'yeish ve'adam lo yirer ve'lo chasham. Sometimes without thought, without consideration. Lo yidim yoin hisisoy. It wasn't his imagination. Ve'lo ta'anug kosam lo. There was no sparkling and attractive pleasure. Ufisoyim mo'yisei atzmo besoch maser. Suddenly just finds himself in the midst of something negative. Merim yad. He lifts his hand. Doiver ra. He says something negative. Blurts out something. Meshaber kilav lechas. He breaks something in anger. He kicks something. How many people kick their tires? Hu shiltoin hayetzer. That's what we're saying. The shiltoin hayetzer. Alav anu misvadim. This is the part of the vidui where we say, al chait shechatanu lefanecha beyetzer hara. It's interesting because it seems to be so general otherwise. Yetzer hara, aren't all the chataim the yetzer hara? No, this is a very specific form of yetzer hara. Chait beloy ta'ava ve'hana'a. It's a chait without any pleasure. There's no, again, none of us fantasizing about, you know, breaking our car, breaking down somewhere and kicking the tire. We don't fantasize about it. We don't have any attraction to such an event. There's no taiva there. Bli hirhuv v'dimyon, without any thoughts. Ach v'rak mechamas k'shilton hara. It just comes because of the domination yetzer hara. V'olamoy shel yetzer eino olam ha'dimyon. That world that we're speaking about, again, is not the world of imagination. Olam ha'maaseh davka. It wants that emotion to be brought into action. U'lesech olam ha'maaseh machnis heres. And into that world injects destruction and dissension, shever v'kor mefazeh, like the Gemara in Shabbos, to break, to tear, to scatter. Kazeu partzufa shel shlitas koach elzar b'adam. This is the face of this force, alien force within the person, keshuba b'ma'aruma, when it comes naked, b'li emtzo seh shekoach ha'dimyon, without the agency of the power of imagination. Adkan.